Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I am here with my guest, Pastor Walter Bishop. Welcome, Pastor Bishop, and thank you so much for being my guest this morning.
Well, it's an honor to be a guest on your show. I've been listening to you as much as possible each Sunday morning.
Yes.
And I've been enjoying you, so I'm praying also that God would just continue to use you.
Thank you, sir. To God be the glory. Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself, Elder Bishop?
Well, I was born and raised in Youngstown, and I've worked at Youngstown Sheet 2 for a number of years. Then I started my own painting business, and I worked that up until this past year. And also, I became a pastor at Holy Temple Church of God in Christ about 5 years ago. And I married my wife about 19 years ago.
That's wonderful.
Sandra Bishop. So God has been blessing me.
I'm just so elated to have you here this morning. I know you have a miraculous testimony.
Oh, I tell the congregation many times, the enemy has been trying to snuff my life out, but God said not so. About 12 years ago, my kidney just went out, and God provided me with a transplant.
Hallelujah.
And you know how the word said the last will be first and the first will be last.
Yes, sir.
Well, God, they told me it would be like 5 years maybe at the minimum that I would have to wait. But the Lord knew best. And he provided me with a fresh kidney about 12 years ago. Well, that one there, it went its extension and it wore out. And so it came to the point where I had gone dialysis. While at the same time, my heart was going bad. And they were really giving me up. They had sent me to Cleveland for possible a transplant of another kidney, but they said it would be too strenuous for my heart, so I couldn't do that. But, you know, I believe that God will heal and he will provide for us in more than one way. So he provided me with the peritoneal dialysis. But on the operating table, when they were putting my catheter in, my wife told me later on that they almost lost me. And they had got to a point where they were kind of clueless as to what to do. And only the believers could believe this. God just stepped in.
I know that's right.
They don't know how. They just more or less, I guess you could say, just stepped back for a minute. And then all of a sudden, I started breathing again. And
unbelievable.
What a miracle. Oh, my goodness. I'm so thankful. When people see me shout, I'm not just shouting because of music. I'm shouting because they say, when you think of the goodness of Jesus,
hallelujah,
all that he has done, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I cry out, hallelujah, every time.
Hallelujah.
God touched those doctors. They continued on. God touched the instruments, the nurses, the room, and he brought me through. And then I spent 3 whole months in and out of the hospital and rehab because I don't have an immune system. See, that's a miracle right there. I shouldn't be able to go outside of my house, you know, because of infection. But I can't explain it. All
yes.
I can say is God does it.
God does it. God does it. What a mighty God we serve.
Ooh, what a mighty God.
Hallelujah.
And you know how we love to hug. And, you know, you don't want to seem like you're antisocial.
Right.
Wife and different ones, no, you shouldn't be hugging. But God covers me then.
Yes, he does.
And I, you know, and it keeps me from getting it. But and this last time, back in January, I kept getting infections because, you know, how it is when you're in a nursing home, you know, you really can't get away from it because everybody is in such close quarters. But the Lord brought me through that, and he allowed me to get it well. He allowed me to come out, and he got me standing back up praising him and preaching again. So I'm going to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord.
The last time I seen your wife at the convocation meeting, she stated, I said, how's your husband doing? She said, no good. That was just a few months ago. But then when we came to the revival, I saw you shouting and praising God.
That's why a lot of people don't think I was really that sick. But see, mine was internal.
Wow.
See? And so on the outside, when people saw me, even when I was at the nursing home in rehab, you look at me, I look, you know, like, well, he's well. But it was what was going on the inside. I was swelling up to the point where I couldn't wear my clothes.
My.
Matter of fact, when I went into the hospital, the doctor wanted to ambulate me from the from my nephrologist's office to St. E. But I told him, I got one thing to do. I had to go praise the Lord for it.
Wow.
Just, you know, I had to go say some prayers.
I know that's right.
And I wanted to talk to my wife because I want to say this. My wife has been praying for me and being there with me all the way.
She's a beautiful,
so
beautiful
praying
person.
Women.
Yes.
Yes, I do. And the saints was praying. So they got me in there. But this was all a miracle because they had really given me up. He looked at me and he said, your kidneys are shutting down right now as I look at you.
Pastor Bishop, yeah. Could you encourage the listeners out there that someone is looking for a miracle?
Oh, yes. Never give up. And when you totally give yourself to the Lord and walk by faith, you don't always understand it. And God will give it to you in increments, but just believe that he will. And the Lord will work it out. Don't worry about how it's going to be done or when it's going to be done. But in his time, it will be done. And just stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. And I would advise everybody, find your church home that's believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and preaching the gospel.
Yes. Pastor Bishop, how can these people contact you?
They can contact me by my telephone, which is 330-623-9081. And you'll find me at 161 Early Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44505. We start at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning with Sunday school, and then morning worship starts at 7:45.
Thank you so much, Pastor Bishop, for being
my guest.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.